Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every day I will seek your face.
Thank you for tuning into USWAT Radio. Stay tuned for a special message from Leighbourne Breland. USWAT Radio, where we rightly divide the word of truth.
And I will go from faith to faith, from glory to glory.
Well, good evening, listeners. This is Devon Breland, founder of Urban Glory Campaigns and host of USWAT Radio. Thank you for listening tonight. I'm going to be on briefly with you, but I wanted to share with you just some things that are going on in the organization so you will know to stay tuned. As you understand, we are still in a season of consecration. But what consecration demands is that we all have time to diligently seek the Lord and to meditate upon His Word. And, of course, we have been on an in-depth study on empowering the preacher's prayer life and the Great Manifesto. And we're coming on to June, so we're going to have our Great Manifesto lesson on that. So keep listening. You know, our new times now are at 10 o'clock p.m. on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. So thank you for listening. Continue to spread the word. If you so happen to be listening by internet and need to get off the internet for some reason, you can always dial 646-595-4877. Again, that's 646-595-4877. And you can listen to the broadcast by phone, just like I'm coming to you by way of phone. I'm actually on the road traveling now with my grandmama and Selena. So we're just having a great time preparing for the consecration and studying of the Word of God. Of course, I'm coming with new material. And there's 36 lessons in the consecration, so I would ask you to get you an entire, completely different notebook for this particular study, because at the end, I believe you'll have a book's worth of knowledge as much as I have, because I'm guaranteeing you this is not stuff that is discussed over the pulpit, but it is discussed amongst clergy, and I think it's important that we, as the body of clergy, come together and discuss certain aspects of the Christian experience that cannot be voiced over the pulpit. Everything is not ordained to be discussed over the pulpit. There are
fighting over.
Yeah. Hello? Okay. Well, listeners, thank you. I have to take care of some business because right now. I'm having some technical difficulties. I don't want y'all hearing me fussing at people driving and acting foolishly.
Go that way.
Okay. So thank you for listening to the broadcast. Again, I wanted to give you one scripture. Study to show yourself. The scripture lets us know to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but one who correctly handles the word of truth. We have to study to show ourselves, and I think it's very important that we begin to do so. And when we do so, the blessing of the Lord will be upon us. So I want you to keep listening to the broadcast. I will be back on maybe a little later tonight. I'll come back on before the end of the broadcast time at around 11 o'clock. So just keep listening to the broadcast. We're going to go on a break, but call back at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to give you a special message. Okay, thank you for listening, and have a great, great evening.
I want you to
Well, listen, this is 11 o'clock. I came on at 10 o'clock, and as you know, I was on the road, as I'm always on the road traveling, and it seems like I'm going to be traveling a whole lot more, so I'm creating and catering the program so that way it can run without, in addition to my travels. In order to do that, I have to regroup and do something. We've come up with an earlier time. We come on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 10 p.m. till 12 a.m., and we're on that so those bracket times to get as much information on the broadcast as possible as far as the things that God is speaking to ministers. And as I began to say earlier, and I was interrupted by things that were going on, I went over to a Walmart with my grandmother and Selena, and we actually had to be careful over in the area that we were at because a person attempted to rob the store. And it was very quite interesting being in the middle of the air and watching somebody dragged into jail for robbing a Walmart. So it was quite interesting. So I had a very interesting evening, and I'm sure that this particular broadcast might be a blockbuster. Because I tell you, it doesn't pay to steal. And unfortunately, some people haven't learned that lesson, especially when there's cop cars in the present and visible. I just don't understand that concept whatsoever. So, but in either case, God is still good. He's still on the throne. And, of course, prayer does change things. I was calling into the radio because I wanted everyone to know how much I believe that we are in a different time as ministers of the gospel. And the religious rhetoric that we've used in times past is not going to fit in this day. We're going to have to come up with some greater means and methods of getting things together and getting equipped and getting equipped for this dispensation. In order to do that, we're going to have to study. We're in a season of consecration, as you know, and I've told you to learn stuff, but we've actually kind of extended the preparation to make sure that you receive systematic information. And I'm telling you, the 36 lessons for the consecration are going to transform your life. I've already gone through half of the curriculum in my own personal study, and I'm blessed by just studying and receiving what the Lord has revealed to me. I'm letting you know something, that there's a point that you get to in ministry where when you really hone in and study and see God go extra, you begin to learn a lot more than the average capacity of a minister. And I think for a long time, we haven't been pressing in like we should have been pressing in as ministers and really studying. And saw that God didn't give the capability for us as a total to really go in and ascertain the wisdom needed for these times. But I think this particular time, especially recession, I think it's a time that is really beneficial to the believer in that it teaches us to focus on our source. And once we focus on our source, then we will lean to our own understanding. And as a result of acknowledging Him, we'll get direction for our path. And I think that's what's happening in the body of Christ today. People need direction. And in order to have direction, you need doctrine. You need something that gives you a systematic map of how to get to where you're achieving to get. And that's where I think the time is changing, so that religion may not come from your water. And all of that hacking and yakking is not going to work in this dispensation. And unfortunately, especially another area that I think as ministers of the gospel we need to focus on is this area of this youth generation. This generation need people to see. And unfortunately, because we are so intrigued with this generation, that is being we resort into conforming to their image instead of maintaining our image and actually embodying what we believe. They're looking up to you, not for you to look down or to compromise your stance and conform to their way. And that's because a lot of times the people who are in place are children. And we need to stop being children and feeding on milk and desire the sincere word of God that we might grow thereby. And that's what's going to produce growth. And one of the areas in this young generation, everybody say they want to have a youth ministry that ministers to young people. Well, be a minister, a mature ministry, a ministry that is set on achieving the things of God. And then the other things will follow suit. Don't try to make yourself conform to their image, because they already see what they see in their own reality. You got to show them the true reality, which is the Word of God manifested for this dispensation. And so I wanted to share that with you tonight, and I told you I was going to share something special with you, because I understand that there is an attack on the church and on the philosophy and the knowledge of the church, in that there's a great compromise. And the compromise is as a result of the lack of consecration, and that's why we need to go into consecration. And remember, the first consecration came about in Exodus. And consecration is really set for one thing: for you to see what you believe. For you to see what you believe. And in order to see what you believe, you're going to have to come into the presence of God. And so when the people consecrated and they abstain from sexual activity and they abstain from certain things and they wore certain things, it wasn't to embody a conviction. It was for them to meet their maker. And God wants to meet us in this particular study. And so coming up very soon, in the month of June, we're going to enter into the consecration. It's going to be in-depth knowledge that I believe that you're going to have to really seek the Lord's face as to how to go about it. In addition to that, I want you to keep listening. I want you to keep listening to the broadcast, because I want you to keep listening to the broadcast, because there is some great review that we're going to be going over pertaining to being finalized. We're going to actually, in the next week, highlight some of the things that we've already discussed in this particular broadcast for preparation for the consecration. And we have enough information on here to prepare you for the consecration. So keep listening. Tuesday, Thursdays, and Sunday. And of course, you know our prime time is Thursday night. If any night you want to listen to is Thursday night. On Sundays, we're going to, of course, June is coming up quickly. Sooner than we think, we'll be in June. So I want you to be listening to the month of June for the teaching on the Great Manifesto. We're going to continue to build upon that which we've already laid. And the Great Manifesto, I'm telling you, is an awesome series. I would encourage you to download it. And listen, we got a lot of material out there. You have the Leadership Institute out there. You have the Empowered and Preacher's Prayer Life that's out there. You have the Great Manifesto. There's another series out there. There's a couple of series out there. There's a lot of things I want you to go on our website and download and really get under your belt. Amen. Well, this is LeVon Greeland, the founder of Urban Glory Campaign, host of Street Uswat Radio, believing that you have a prosperous week. Happy Memorial Day. I forgot to say that. Of course, you know, I believe that this is a time for us really to thank God for the heritage that has gone before us, to that has laid a way for us to exemplify the power of being a Christian. And so I don't want you to remember just the dead, for in death there's no remember. I don't want you to just remember the dead. I want you to remember that those who, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And the only thing that is separated from them and us now is their body. For they're in the presence of the Lord, and we have access to the presence of the Lord. So for us, memorials are time to reflect on the quality of the Christian lives that have transferred into a glorious realm and a greater quality of living. So we don't look at memorials in a sad aspect. Remember those who've gone on. No, they're in the presence of the Lord. So we know exactly where they've gone. And if they're with the Lord, we celebrate that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So you have a great Memorial Day. get some cookout going on, get some hamburgers, some ribs. I wish I could eat ribs with you, but I can't eat ribs. But get some ribs and some collard greens and some potato salad and some candy yams and some stuffing and some crabs and some sausage and some shrimp and some apple pie, some peach cobbler, and some red velvet cake and some carrot cake and some cornbread and fried chicken wings. Of course, you know that chicken bird, the church bird is the chicken. By making that my ministry logo, the chicken is fried, a chicken wing. And we got some new programs coming for you. It's just going to be a blessing because we got some things under our belt. Just keep listening to the broadcast. Let's pass the word out the world on the air on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And you can always call 595-4877. Thank you for listening tonight. God bless you. And may the Lord safe shine upon you and give you peace. And may his countenance shine upon you, countenance be exemplified in your life, because as Jesus is, so are we in this world. So I believe that you will never be the same as a result of the words of faith. I believe that you will have a prosperous week. And whatever you set your hand to do, you will do. Because greater is he that lives within you than he that's within the world. Thank you for listening tonight. Apologize for all the the little gaps and things like that. But, you know, when you download it again, it'll be right to get it smack slab together. So you'll hear it all in one little stanza. It'll be a fun thing. So just be blessed by the word of God. Listen to the broadcast. We've been on for 2 years now on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm telling you, you don't even get that. What we've done in a half a year curriculum, you probably don't get in a whole year's time in the church. So listen, and especially designed for ministers, those of you who are not pastors or teachers, God bless you. But this is dedicated for those who are preaching the gospel, those who are witnessing, those who are evangelizing. It's for those who are called. And we're going to get into a teaching, an in-depth teaching, in the consecration concerning the gifts. And I want you to listen. Oh, I want you to listen to the broadcast. I really do. Starting June, we got 36 lessons. It's going to be powerful. I'm going to be teaching. Our president is going to be teaching. And you know when she teaches, she has a practical prophetic message that always manifests itself with signs and wonders. I would encourage you to get some of the teachers that's already out there. And, you know, I don't let just anybody come on my Blog Talk Radio, so I want you to keep listening for the program. All right. Well, take care and have a good one. Bye-bye.